This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains from the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire, AM 1100, the flag. 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. KTGO booming to the Bakken, KLTC in Dickinson, and online anywhere, globally at iHeartRadio. Get that app, folks, and you can take us anywhere. We appreciate that very much. I just saw our listenership the other day on our AM 1100 of the flag, and I'm sure Todd has these numbers too for K-Fire online. It's just humongous, the amount of folks that are listening. I think last month we had 55,000 people that were listening on a daily basis online. So that's pretty cool. We like that. When you think about that, when you're talking about a state of 650,000 people. All right, we asked Mr. Burgum to stick around for a little bit of the next segment here so we could finish the topic. I wanted you to answer directly the fellow from Beulah. He's calling from Beulah. He's calling from coal country. And he has seen coal jobs across the country go away. There have been whispers throughout this campaign that you were anti-oil, that you were going to, you had an advisor who was, you know, didn't like fossil fuels. And, you know, so I appreciate him calling and saying this because it's been said a lot and you deal with it here and there, maybe in a soundbite fashion. But energy is a big part of our economy, as we know. So what would you say to him?
Well, let's start with the importance of coal in North Dakota. 12,000 jobs in North Dakota depended on coal. 80% of our electricity coming from coal. We've got some of the most reliable and some of the least expensive electricity in the nation. You know, that's an advantage for, you know, not just our consumers, but all of our manufacturers, everybody that's here. And so, you know, coal's a key part of our, key part of our economy, as is, you know, the oil and gas piece. And so my, you know, Watford City Mayor Brent Stanford and I have been consistent and strong throughout this thing that we're, you know, pro-energy in North Dakota, and that we've got to continue to fight to make sure that energy industry stays strong. I mean, it's represents over half the revenue that comes in the state of North Dakota in all the services that we provide from top to bottom, whether it's, you know, education, human services, corrections. All that's dependent on us making sure we've got a healthy and vibrant energy industry. And you and I were in Bismarck together. What we've got to do is we've got to elect a Republican president. I mean, that's what has to happen. And we got to elect a Republican president because, you know, Hillary Clinton in the White House, I mean, she's anti-coal, she's anti-fracking, and she's not good for agriculture.
Yeah, clearly the biggest target, issue is the target on the back of the industry, both the industries, because of what's coming from Washington, D.C. What can you do here? What would make, you know, obviously they contribute mightily already. How could that even be bigger for both oil and coal?
Well, I think we've got, you know, we're fortunate that we've got incredible, great natural resources. That's why they're interested in coming here in the first place for coal and energy. But we've got to make sure that we've got the right business climate, the right regulatory climate. We've got to continue to fight federal overreach, to do that. And we've got to make sure that when, as the prices come back, that we're a place that people want to do business. You know, our rig count's gone from 187 2 years ago to 78 a year ago. We're down to 28, and we're down for the first time in a considerable amount of time. We got zero rigs operating in Williams County. And so we've got some work to do to make sure that, we are an attractive place for people to do business.
Well, I appreciate all the access that you afforded us during the campaign. You didn't ever say no, honestly. So we appreciate that very much. And I look forward to the same throughout the campaign, now till November, and this campaign you'll have with Democrat Marvin Nelson. And then ultimately, hopefully, go together.
Yeah, and Brent Sanford and I are taking nothing for granted at all. I mean, we know we're going to run a hard, vigorous campaign between now and November, continue to be on the ground, learning from and reaching out, understanding what's in the hearts and minds of voters in North Dakota. And, you know, these campaigns are energizing to me. I'm looking forward to doing that. And while we're doing that, we're going to continue to, reach out and make sure that we're building all the right relationships in Bismarck with the legislators to make sure that we're in a position to govern on day one.
Give you a chance, if you haven't already, to say hi to Rich Wardner, the Senate Majority Leader, who is our next guest. Rich, how are you doing?
Good morning.
Morning, Senator. Doug Burgum here.
Yeah, good morning.
How you doing, Rich?
Well, I'm doing very well. Beautiful day out here in Dickinson, so things are going good.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know this is going to be an exciting time as we look at some challenges, certainly, to take on, but with great leaders to do it. So I'm looking forward to you guys having future conversations, talking about the future as well. So, Doug, yeah. Doug, thanks a lot for being here.
Yeah, and before I sign off, thank you, Scott. And let me just say about Senator Wardner, he's one of the great ones out there. He's one of the guys that took time, sat down with me during the campaign. We had a great one-on-one out there in Dickinson back during the district meetings. And he's someone who's always been available and accessible to Brent Sanford and I. I know that he and Brent have got a great working relationship. And so I look forward to working with you, Senator, going forward. Thanks for your service to our state, I'm still playing basketball, coach. So and I know I could I've always been able to learn stuff from my coaches. So I look forward to learning from you too.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Doug. Good to see you. Take care, Doug Burgum, our guest on What's on Your Mind, and next the Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner, and next governor of North Dakota had to say. He has spent some time with you previously. What was your advice for Doug?
Well, to make sure that you get into the budget and know where all the money goes, especially the oil tax money is all dedicated. And if you don't know where it goes, it's kind of confusing. And so I guess that was the main thing.
So tell me a little bit about the numbers that we're looking at, the headlines. More budget cuts because of May, obviously, a special session possible. Give me your overview on where we're at here, Rich, with this.
Well, we knew that this could possibly happen. We were hoping it wouldn't. We did that reforecasting back in January and early February, but everybody was a little bit uneasy. Even then, we didn't know when the sales tax was going to bottom out, and it hasn't. And so we did the first allotment, and now we're kind of waiting for the numbers. And, and get into July, I think July 10th approximately, we'll know what the numbers are for June, and then we'll have to make a decision. Now, we may have to come in and move some money, and we do have some options. It's not like we're destitute or anything like that. We do have some money coming into the Strategic Investment and Infrastructure Fund. Why? Because the price of oil, the barrel of oil, has gone up. And so there's going to be some money there that we would have to transfer over, and it would have to be through legislative action. The governor can't do that. So we don't want to do it, but to get through, we will.
Part of the, been there, done that, right? I mean, this isn't anything that isn't doable.
Absolutely. I remember in 2003 where we couldn't give anybody raises. We had to cut things but then at that time, we didn't have two industries that were so volatile. We dealt with agriculture. Now we have agriculture and the oil energy are kind of volatile right now, and of course the oil has come back. We set the sales tax hasn't come back, but the oil tax has come back into the state coffers. It goes into a different bucket, but we can transfer it over and use it. You see, when they set the forecast at $32 a barrel, and for North Dakota crude, well, WTI has been over 50. Around 52, and 50 right in there, we take about an $8 a barrel discount, and so we're sitting at 42. Well, 42 is quite a bit higher than 32. And so every day, Scott, that we're over the 32 is a good day in North Dakota. And so we're very fortunate that we have that revenue to rely on in this biennium.
Rich Wardner is our guest, the Senate Majority Leader. If Doug Burgum and Brent Sanford are successful in November, will that be a good thing for the Republican Party in North Dakota and for these challenging budget times?
Oh, sure. Yeah. We feel that you know, we've set the table for the future. And when Doug's talking about business, you know, we've over the last 8 years, starting in 2008 until now, we have lowered the individual income tax about one half for individuals. Now, people don't seem to realize that, but we have cut the individual income tax in half. We have cut the corporate tax by 40%. We have taken and we are moving from a three-step formula for some corporations that work both in and out of North Dakota to a one-step, which will make a big difference for those corporations. And we have lowered the oil extraction tax from 6.5% to 5%. All of those things will mean that companies are going to want to come here because we're a low tax. And when he was talking, Doug was talking about the oil companies having options, that the Bakken is in competition.
Hold on. Hold on, if you like, Rich. We'll finish on the other side of the break. Rich Fortner with us on What's On Your Mind.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers Revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specification. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hey everybody, Steve Hallstrom here, president at Flag Family Media, talking about MyPillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right, that sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support, keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. And thanks to MyPillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com, enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
EnergyFuture.org is the website. The Coalition for a Secure Energy Future is about two things: affordable energy, reliable energy. Very important to families, to businesses in North Dakota and Minnesota. If you're listening to my voice, the cost of electricity could skyrocket
if the federal government gets its way. That's why you need to get involved. That could mean less jobs at the company you work for. That could be higher bills when they show up on the monthly budgets. And for nothing, ladies and gentlemen, just check out the website. Check out the actual Clean Power Plan and what it would do. There's the gain that would be there on the, you know, Richter scale, if you will, of carbon emissions is minuscule in reductions compared to the pain it would inflict. Find out more. Get engaged in this debate for your neighbors and for your own sake as it pertains to jobs and the economy as well as reliable and affordable energy. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. And we have Senator Rich Wardner carried over here into the next break. We're going to chat with Jerry Simmons of the National Royalty Owners Association about the North Dakota chapter meeting in Senator Wardner's town Thursday and Friday next week. Looking forward to that event. Should be great fun. And then we're going to wrap up with a Father's Day salute. And we have some Cloverdale bacon to give away. You tell me about your dad coming up on the program. Senator, before the break, you were just mentioning that, you know, the reduction that you and Al Carlson and the majority into the, and some Democrats as well, I think, trying to remember if there was any Democratic support.
Yeah,
on that.
There were a few Democrats with us. Yeah.
On reformed the tax on oil industry in North Dakota and the difference that can make as we go forward and this price comes back up. It has been a story that's not been fully told in the media, but go ahead and finish your thoughts on it.
Well, I was just saying that the Bakken oil play is in competition with the Eagle Ford and the Barnett in Texas and the Niroba in Colorado. And so when oil companies decide to invest, they go where they're going to make their best investment. And so by lowering that tax, that makes us more competitive so that we can get that oil activity back going out here. It'll never be the helter-skelter wild race that it was from 2009 to 2014. And the other thing, we have spent money out here, and we've got our infrastructure, and things are a lot better out here in western North Dakota. In fact, we're very thankful we're back to close to normal. So that will really help the state by lowering that tax and getting more companies to invest in North Dakota's oil play.
I'll ask you a little bit about the election and get your assessment of what happened and talk about the relationship with Doug Burgum going forward. Obviously, Wayne Stengel was the Republican-endorsed candidate. You supported him. Many others did as well. That happens in elections, right? You win and you lose. The texter just said, I thought it was rude of Rich Wardner to not thank Doug Burgum on the nice compliments he gave Rich. All you said was okay. You should remember, you're up for re-election, too. So, is there going to need to be a little cooling off period here and then ultimately some unity in the party?
Oh, I think so. As far as the election, I knew it was going to be close. I didn't realize it was going to be that big a margin. There's no question about it. And a lot of people said, well, the Democrats did it. No, I don't think so. They had an impact in the margin, but not in the win. And there were a lot of things said in the campaign that I thought were against the legislature. I think the legislature's done a great job preparing for the future. We were prepared for this downturn. We did not expect this downturn to be the way it is. And so, I'm licking my wounds a little bit because I felt we did a great job. But I'll get over it. And I'll tell you what, I'm here to serve the people of North Dakota. And that means that we got to work together. So, I've been involved in a lot of competition over the years as a coach, but we move on and we get past this. But
I think that's an honest answer, Rich. Right? I mean, and it is perfectly normal to lick your wounds. I mean, it's just Doug would say often when asked that, and I asked it. I asked it in the final debate. I said, "There's Republican legislators that are ticked off. They feel they've done a good job, and they're not getting a sense that you grasp that." He would quickly say that this wasn't directed at the legislature. This was he considered not Rich Wardner a career politician, not Al Carlson a career politician, or any of the other citizen legislators, but rather obviously folks in the tower. But campaigns are about contrast and obviously make a difference. Now, beyond licking wounds, you do that, then you just
pick yourself up and go. It just sounds like you're not ready necessarily to be all warm and fuzzy about this quite yet, and that'll take a few days, right?
That's probably a good statement, but I just want to remind people, we're here to serve the people of the state of North Dakota, and I'm talking about the legislature, and we're going to do that. We're going to bury the hatchet and move on and do what's best for North Dakota. And so keep that in mind. That's
important to
me.
I would also say, as someone that's watched this process very closely, these legislators are the closest to the people. I mean, the lion's share of bills that come out of the legislature every year start with a conversation between constituent and a hometown legislator. And so that's how this happened. They're closest to the people. So there's a good hand and glove. And there's going to always be rubs between the executive and the legislative branch. But in my view, based on the comments of Doug today, talking about, hey, you know, Coach, I played ball and I can learn from you, too. Said the same to Al Carlson. Seems ready to go to work. I think you guys are going to be a great team. I really do. It takes time. But I think going forward, it's going to be great. Rich, you're a class act. I appreciate you joining us. Good man. Thanks for the time.
Yep. Take care.
Good to talk to you, Rich Wardner. By the way, the architect of that whole surge funding of the infrastructure. And really, North Dakota will benefit from that for generations, no doubt about it. Hey, I want to tell you about the North Dakota chapter of the National Association of Royalty Owners' 4th Annual State Convention. Jerry Simmons, who's the national director of the National Association of Royalty Owners, joins us now to talk a little bit about the events next Thursday and Friday in Dickinson. Jerry, how are you?
I'm great, Scott.
Tell folks what the royalty owners do on behalf of the association, on behalf of royalty owners day in and day out. What kind of work are you doing?
Well, we're an educational organization primarily, and we do what we can to teach the individual royalty owner or family members what they need to know to effectively manage their mineral property from, you know, that first lease agreement where you're sitting down at the kitchen table talking to a landman and how you make those negotiations to your benefit and not necessarily, you know, anybody trying to gouge companies, but working together. We rely on the oil and gas companies to drill those wells and produce them for us. So from that point all the way through production, taxes, to inheritance, you know, what are you going to do with that property when you pass on? We get calls here every week where, you know, grandpa just died and he was cashing checks from an oil company. There's a shoebox full of paper, but we don't really know what's going on. So we try to help people avoid those situations and move forward. And we do advocacy. We have a narrow pack, and I get to spend probably more days in D.C. than a person should. But we're there on behalf of the royalty owners across the country. And
yeah, that place does surrounded by reality, right?
There you go. That's right.
Hang on a sec, Jerry. We'll talk a little bit about what will happen in Dickinson next week and why folks should be there when we come back. And then our Father's Day salute. I want to hear from you a story about your dad, and it'll win you some bacon. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC Executive Director Chuck Claremont, discussing how we can use National Safety Month as a launching point to begin developing safer habits.
It's hard to change habits. I'm at a graduation last night, and somebody's talking about, it's a habit. Boy, I get so much done on the road from Fargo to Bismarck, and I can text, and I can talk, and everything else. And National Safety Month, to me, it really, it's a time to say, you know what? I'm going to try a month or a week to stop texting while driving, to stop, you know, doing something that's unsafe. And you know, hopefully you can get by a week and say, gosh, you know what? I did that a week. Okay, great. Let me try 2 weeks. And let me try the whole month of June. And so that's the part that, you know, you really focus on 1 month like this. Maybe it changes behaviors.
Start your journey to developing safer habits today. Learn more about National Safety Month and download free safety resources at ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Heard of Hum by Verizon? It's the perfect tool to make your car smarter and safer. It has roadside assistance, diagnostics, maintenance reminders, vehicle locator. I love that. Hands-free Bluetooth calling. That's big time. This is great if you want to keep tabs on where are the kids, and let's make sure when they're in the car they're safe. The teen drivers. And for a limited time now, if your teen is getting their license, they can get the Hum equipment, the activation fee, and 3 months of service back as a bill credit. All of these are available only at B-Mobile, ladies and gentlemen, the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless, America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network is B-Mobile. And they're about more than just phones and tablets. And they're in Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, Fontenot, and North Dakota, Bemidji, Thief River Falls, and Detroit Lakes in Minnesota. Find a location near you at bmobile.com. Jerry Simmons continuing with us. He's the executive director of the National Association of Royalty Owners. Their North Dakota chapter is meeting in Dickinson next week. Great lineup. Talked earlier about the finale that I get the honor of moderating with Steve McNally from Hess, his son Scott McNally, a researcher. And we're going to talk about the future of the Bakken, but the XTO Energy head will be there as well. EERC will be there. There are a number of experts that will be there on tax issues. And Jerry, that's one thing that really it helps to have an association. When you're talking about, you know, headaches for royalty owners with curative title items and tax issues, really can save a lot of money in the advice that comes through an association conferences like this, right?
That's absolutely right. And I'm actually surprised at the number of royalty owners across the country when I give a talk and I talk about percentage depletion, and they don't have a clue what that means. And basically that's a federal tax deduction that's 15% off their gross income, off their 1099 income. Of course, it depends on, you know, their income levels and all of that kind of stuff. But basically it's a 15% deduction that a lot of people don't even know about. And we spent the last, you know, 7 years arguing with the administration who wants to take that tax deduction away. So, we provide a service, I think, yes.
What is the national perspective right now from royalty owners of the landscape?
Well, like the oil and gas companies, we're very concerned about the price collapse and hoping that that's going to shore up. You know, we were anxious here, a few days ago when oil prices got above $50 for a little while, and we're very hopeful that the renaissance that occurred across the country in oil and natural gas with the resource plays was, not just a boon to the country and the economy, but to our folks as well. You know, the individuals, the estimated, 8 to 12 million people out there that are cashing checks every month from oil and gas companies. That's a huge deal. In 2012, it was estimated that $22 billion was paid in royalty to individuals. So that's huge to this economy, and it's hurting right now because of the price collapse. So that's our number one concern nationally right now, is hoping that the prices get back up to where the companies will get more active.
And by the way, that is why you want to be at these events, because you're with folks that are in the same boat. What type of participant usually come to the state chapter meetings?
We typically get folks, and hopefully there'll be some first timers there. We were always anxious to welcome new folks, there'll be individuals that are representing a family. We got a call after I was on your show the other day. We got a call from a gentleman who had never heard of us. He signed up as a member. He can't make the meeting next week. He's already obligated, but he says, I'm certainly going to send a family member. It's important for families to show up and to learn what's going on, and again, not just the political issues that we might talk about, like you said, we've got a session on curative title. How many individual royalty owners out there know that process, and what lawyers go through to cure title, and what they need to know as individual mineral owners, and keep good records and all that kind of stuff. So it's all very important to have just individuals that manage their own mineral property or their family property come to these meetings. And as you and I have talked before, Scott, it is so important for them to get together with other people and meet people that have the same concerns, the same problems they do, and they'll walk away with lifelong friends after one of these meetings, and be able to swap stories and get help from each other.
Fantastic. Folks, don't miss this. I'll give you a number in a moment, but it's literally dirt cheap for non-members. The whole conference is $150. For members, it's $125. You can add a spouse for $50. And there's a lot of fun in this. I mean, obviously, all the great experts, but they've got a Medora, a musical and pitchfork fondue plan, which would be good fun. And also there is a Bakken tour out to some whiting plants as well. Thursday and Friday, Ramada Dakota Lodge in Dickinson. Great speaker lineup, and I'll be there. And looking forward to it, being Medora for the fun that night, and then Friday as well. So here's the telephone number to call, 800-558-0557. That's 800-558-0557. Okay? And you can also go online to NARO, National Association of Royalty Owners, NARO, NARO-US.org/events. Jerry, thanks so much. We'll see you next week.
Okay, great, Scott. Thank you.
Looking forward to it. Tell me about your dad, folks. That's how we're going to wrap up the rest of the program. Till the top of the hour, I want to hear a story about your dad. The best story that we get will be rewarded with some Cloverdale bacon. Okay, we'll have a Cloverdale bacon pack. Father's Day on Sunday, and I love these opportunities where we get to hear stories about your dad and how they impacted you. How he impacted you, and the life lessons you have today from dad. Honor your dad, whether he's here or whether he's gone, with a little story today on the program. 800-228-0550 is our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Even if you just want to say, my dad's name was Gerald C. Hennon. He was born in 1940 in Madison, Minnesota. And I miss him. You could say that. What I got from my dad is this voice, right? This love of radio. I did. He died in 2009, way too young, but didn't take very good care of himself. Here's a story I got. Here's a lesson I got from my dad, and it might be in reverse. How he was a good dad in as much as he knew how to. But he was when I was getting a little bit older, he was very competitive, and it was because he loved the radio game so much. So in other words, he would on one hand be so proud of what I was doing in the broadcast business or an interview I'd get, and in the other almost like I want to do that. Put me to work for you. I can sell better than you guys. He was always wanting to. And I learned a lesson there to say, at some point you got to just say, I'm checked out, have an arm's length. So I don't want to be directing my kids around when they're on the show. I want to just get out of the way. But I learned so many lessons, so many great lessons from him. And that part is stay with me forever. But love from radio. My birth announcement had a microphone on it. It did. You know, I joke, I was born with a microphone in my mouth. I've been around a radio station for as long as I can remember. Full time since I was eighth grader. But on air since I was 12, part time. So tell me about your dad. Let's go to Joel in Lemons, South Dakota. Best story, get some Cloverdale bacon today on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Joel, what's on your mind? Tell me about your dad.
Oh, I just wanted to say my dad, well, number one, he's not a super passionate guy, but he sure loves bacon. So I thought I'd try to win him some bacon. I wanted to tell a story about him. Probably 9 years ago now, he started working on the oil rigs. We're farmer ranchers, but we'd had 6 years of drought. And then the seventh year, we had a beautiful crop that hailed out. And we're like, yeah, this isn't working. We got to get some more income. And so he went up to the oil rigs, worked for Pioneer Drilling week on, week off. And on his weeks off, he'd come home, hit the ground running, and just work 6 days a week. And, not get a whole lot of sleep. And he kind of bailed the farm out. And it was tough work. And, I mean, you know how hard it is to work in the oil fields. 12 hours a day, and then you get 12 hours off to sleep and get home and eat and whatever. So, anyway.
And how old was he when he did that, Joel?
He'd have been about 40, 39, 40. He did that for 3 years.
Neat story. And he loved bacon, you say?
Yeah, he loved bacon.
Don't we all? We have a Cloverdale bacon fun pack for our lucky winner today. Joel, you're in the mix. So listen, top of the hour, we'll announce who the winner is, and you'll have to call back in to claim your bacon. John in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550. Tell me a story about your dad, and we'll get you in the mix here. John, go ahead.
Hey Scott. Good morning, and thanks for the opportunity. My dad. The one thing that he instilled in myself and my sister from a very early age, in a nutshell, is pay yourself first. And it was basically a money management strategy. He was very much and is very much a fiscal conservative, never earned a ton of money in his life, but was able to manage it in such a way that he and my mom are comfortable now. And that's something that he shared with me from a very early age. And it's wisdom that has made it possible for me to share that with siblings-in-law, nieces, nephews, just in terms of investing for the long term. Even if you don't make a pile of money, if you manage it well, if you use fiscal discipline, if you save, if you're frugal and responsible, you don't borrow money to buy things that you don't need. Something that has paid dividends throughout my life, and I think will be passed on through the generations to come.
That's a good story. And those, man, think about that. Think of the lifelong impact of that on you and your kids, right? Because that just
absolutely
keeps passed down, and that's a good trait. That is an absolutely great trait. Thanks, John. Appreciate the call. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline going to Jim in St. Anthony. You're next, Jim.
Yes. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Yeah, honor and Morris Prince this morning. Was heading out on the interstate, the lineman school over there. You know, all these guys, any of you guys on break over there, they're all climbing poles today. There's a field of pole. That's where they learned to become linemen. And that's my father's legacy. And I'm always proud of that. Biggest thing with my dad was Morris, that he adopted me. They weren't able to have children, so he adopted me. I'm 58 years old, and he was the daddy he didn't have to be. And he gave me a great life, and for that, I'm eternally grateful. On a funny side, he was also an inventor. He invented many things that he was successful at. One of them, he designed a mid-engine pontoon boat. Him and my uncle, they took it out of Lake Patterson Lake, put the pedal to the metal, and the motor blew through the bottom of the boat, and there's still a real nice V8 engine on the bottom of Patterson Lake.
Wow, that is darn cool, Jim. Hang on, I need to hear in the break where the pole farm was there you were talking about. Hang on a sec. Mike and Dickinson, Elmer and Mandan, too. And I still have to tell the story about the pontoon, Todd. Don't let me forget that. Come on.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to participate in a Soybean Market Outlook Seminar, July 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at NDSU Berry Hall, downtown Fargo. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayne Olson of NDSU will talk about major soybean market events, price outlook, basis outlook, and overall market strategy for the 2016-17 market year. This seminar is free to North Dakota soybean farmers, but pre-registration is required. To register, please call 701-239-7194 or email scenter@ndsoybean.org. Again, North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to participate in a Soybean Market Outlook Seminar, July 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at NDSU Berry Hall. This event is sponsored by the North Dakota Soybean Council and NDSU.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Me too. Head for a PetroServe USA location near you. Bismarck, Mandan, Fargo, Moorhead. They're in Dilworth. You can find them up in Grafton. You can find them in Arthur. You can find them in Wahpeton. You can find them in Bemidji, Castleton, Valley City. PetroServe USA, the 4 for $4 deals, the hot stuff, personal pan pizza, the two cookies and the drink, four items for $4. And when you get in there, they give away $50,000. But you got to register new every week. PetroServe USA. All right, let's see here. We have a, St. Anthony, the call from St. Anthony, which from talking to Jim and St. Anthony, I feel like I need to move to St. Anthony. It sounds so darn nice. And he said there's a great rummage sale going on there right downtown now, but it's 14 miles south of Mandan, and really a neat little story there. So Jim told us that was the pole farm he was talking about. It's Seven Seas. So that's what he was talking about. And
said there's linemen there, but that's his dad's story in the legacy. Neat story, so appreciate that. Emailer says, Pop gave me some good advice. When deer hunting at age 12, I was told, just remember, if the game warden stops us, you're 14. I was large, and an extra deer would help feed the family. He also told me, you get her pregnant, you marry her. Oh, my goodness. Gave me my love of fishing. Also gave me my dislike of cottage cheese with his World War II Pacific War story about CC being all they had to eat, and it had little green worms in it. Oh, my gosh. Sadly, today, he'd be branded a child abuser because he was not afraid to discipline the five of us. Been dead about 10 years now. All right, thanks for the email, even though I wanted to have lunch, and now I'm changing my mind. Mike and Dickinson, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Take it away.
Well, hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
We're good. Just crossed over into Montana here, so I'm going to make this quick. My dad, he raised, there was nine of us in our family. We grew up on a small farm. We did just about everything and worked hard. Summertime went to school, you know, we buried, so up in the morning, worked late at night. But one thing that my dad always instilled in us is to have a little bit of fun. So he always had some crazy things that he would do while we were working out in the field. And one thing that he would kind of do with us is he would start with drinking a little bit of water and a little bit would squirt at us out of his mouth. And wouldn't you know, it would turn into a full-fledged water fight, and everybody got wet. So it was a good deal. He was born in 1917. Of course, he's gone, and just miss him dearly.
Yeah, great story. I love it. Fun is so important. It is so important. It's a great lesson. I'm going to talk about that in a second because I got that from my dad, too. Appreciate it. We got you in the mix. Thank you. Great story. Travel safe, and thanks for listening. Christina in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Okay, I'll try to make this fast. There was another talk show host, Bill Cunningham, who told a story about his father who had some very honorable military service, becoming an alcoholic, abandoning his family. He had post-traumatic stress syndrome, it turned out. And when the father tried to reconnect with Bill Cunningham when he was close to dying, Bill refused to see him. And a friend of his father eventually contacted Bill and told him what a hero his father had been in the military and how his father had suffered so terribly from post-traumatic stress syndrome. And the father died. Bill Cunningham, he told this story on the radio. Bill was sick because he couldn't go back because he wanted to give his dad a chance. And this is a thing. So many people do these things, not just to their fathers, but to their mothers. They punish them forever for mistakes, and they don't realize how many people are suffering from some things that have caused them a great deal of suffering.
Yeah. You're
many
exactly
people
right.
deny their parents access to their grandchildren.
Right,
and then
I know.
Parents these things to children.
It's sad. I'm sorry, Christina. We're really short on time, so I got to get a couple more of these in. But I could not agree with you more, and I hope people take that lesson to heart. I hope folks heard that story on Bill Cunningham, who's live on 550 K-Fire Sunday nights 9 to 12. But Billy is something else. He's a hoot and a half. He is a reality show sort of thing, too. That's very odd. But anyway, Christina.
They've not renewed that one.
Oh, haven't they? It's so good, though, to talk like that. I mean, that's why I said my dad was the best he could be. My dad was the best he could be because of, you know, his dad was awful to him, right? But, I mean, there were reasons for that, and there are. So every day's new, fresh start. Look at some of the scoundrels in this world who have turned themselves around. So empathy is so important. Appreciate that very much. Another one here about dad. Here's who I celebrate for Father's Day. Retired Air Force volunteer to fly CSAR, C-S-A-R, in Vietnam, rescuing fighter pilots. Distinguished Flying Cross, Silver Star. He'll meet me in Medora in August with his wonderful wife and my mother, Captain Don Dunaway. Listen to you guys last year in Tioga, this year in Fargo. Enjoy your show. Buy one of Dad's books. It will help my inheritance. Thank you very much for that. Those are all good stories, ladies and gentlemen, and I remember my dad, too, this Father's Day weekend. He gave me the gift of radio, and he also did give me the gift of knowing that just you got to have fun sometimes. And was not perfect, but who is? You know, they really aren't. So, God bless you one and all. We're going to give the prize to the fellow from St. Anthony, Jim, because of the fact that he was adopted, and his dad was 58. Man, that's story, that price. Unreal. So some Cloverdale bacon coming that way. I was on a hot. I was. It's true. On a pontoon last night with Joel Heitkamp and a bunch of other folks. Tom Kenville and Cindy Schreiber-Beck hosted a wonderful little event last night. It was actually a fundraiser. They bought a dinner that Joel and his wife Sue Heitkamp put on. They were fantastic. We had the best steaks ever. And it was a big fundraiser for the North Dakota State College of Science. So it was for a great cause. And, of course, had a great time. Everybody had fun with me and Joel together on the hot tub. A pontoon. There is, he did buy a hot tub. So I know he listens to this program. He bought the same hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Anyway, it was good fun. God bless you, folks. We'll see you. Bye-bye. If you have a bathtub and want a shower, if you have a bathtub and want a better bathtub, maybe a walk-in tub, I can help. Bath Planet is the group. Bath Planet offers bath and shower renovations in as little as a day. Let me say that again. Bath Planet, right here in North Dakota, offers bath and shower renovations in as little as a day. Easy to keep clean, beautiful, made in the USA. Bathtub or shower, you use it every day. I'd love for you to have a free in-home estimate where you can digitally see how this new tub or shower would look with the Bath Planet Design Studio. It's great. 19 colors to choose from, 8 different wall patterns, and, of course, every kind of tub you can imagine. And all of this comes with a lifetime warranty and a good housekeeping seal of approval. Call this number, 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289 or online at bathplanet.com/North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you and you'll get a $500 certificate from Bath Planet.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.